And now, the piece de resistance, Robert Burns' address to a haggis. Fair and full, your honest sonsy face, great chieftain o' the puddin' race. Above them, ah, you take your place, paint, tripe, or therm. Well, are you wordy or grace as long's my arm? The groaning trencher there ye fill, your hurdy's like a distant hill. Your pin was helped to mend a mill in time o' need, while though your pores the dew distill like amber bead. His knife's ye rustic labor dight, and cut ye up with ready sleight, trenching your gushing entrails bright like any ditch. What then? Oh, what a glorious sight, warm, reekin' rich! Then horn they stretch and strive, devil take the hindmost, on they drive, till other will swiddle kites belie, are bent like drums, though old goodman mayst like to reeve, bethink it comes. Is there o'er his French ragout, or olio that would sicken a sow, or fricassee would make her spew with perfect schooner, looks down with sneering scornful rude on such a dinner. Poor devil, see him o'er his trash, as feeble as withered rash, his spindle shank, a good whip lash, his knee a knit, no bloody flood or field to dash, how unfit! But mark, the rustic haggis fed, the trembling earth resounds his tread, clap in his willy neave a blade, he'll make it whistle, and legs and arms and hands a sned like teeps a trestle. Ye powers would make mankind your care, and dish them out their bill of fare. Old Scotland once may sneak and wear in jumps and leggies, but if you wish your grateful prayer, give her a haggis!